Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
There's some new helicopters on the way and an amazing exhibition at the Newcastle Museum. And a man who knows all about it is, well, he's the big cheese. It's always great to have a chat to this gentleman, Richard Jones. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Todd. The big cheese.
How do you like that?
Mate, I've gone up a couple of rungs.
I've got to tell you, you'll be calling the printers very shortly to get your business cards changed, won't you?
I'm not so sure.
No, okay. Well, baby steps. 40 years, what an amazing effort. You know, it's been a long, long run. And this exhibition at the Newcastle Museum, you must be pretty proud of it. Tell us about it.
Oh, look, I'm very proud of the staff and what they've done to pull this together. It's been quite a lengthy process, and also thrilled to have the assistance of the of Newcastle Council, of course, and the museum staff. They've just been exceptional in how they've attended to this as well. So I've got to tell you, Todd, I had a sneaky little view of the exhibition last Friday, and it's going to be great. I think people will love it. It's very educational and pays a lot of credit to a lot of people who have made this great place what it is today.
Well, 40 years is a long time, and there wouldn't be too many Novocastrians who don't look to the skies when the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service flight goes over and think, well, look, that's great. Hopefully it's a good outcome, and thank heavens I'm not up there. So it's one of the sites around the city. Who came up with the idea for the exhibition? How did that germinate?
Well, it was all through our, you know, deliberations last year, our 40-year anniversary, and staff were, you know, just workshopping some ideas about how to, you know, capture the imagination of the public. And someone had just been to see another wonderful exhibition at the museum and thought, wow, I wonder if we could pull this one off. And they've done it. So our entire marketing team have really led this. Probably Barry Walton and Kylie Ferruzzi have been the standouts. But there's been a lot of people that spent a lot of time on this and meticulous planning, and I think people will really enjoy what they've come up with. There's been a lot of old-time stuff that has come back to us, and I think the story in the Herald last Saturday about the blade from the Dauphine crash back in 1993 was, you know, it's just outstanding and a real piece of history.
So what are some of the other things that are going to tantalise us about the helicopter exhibition?
Well, Todd, if I told you everything, mate, no one would go.
I knew you were going to say that.
Look, as I said, it's educational, it's very historical, and there's a very clear vision of the future as well, you know, with these new helicopters, which are in one of the first ones in Melbourne as we speak. And we'll be in Newcastle within the next few weeks. So that's going to be something special that we want to bring to the area. But see, we can pay credit to the past and all the wonderful people that have done so much, particularly through our communities and the groups that have helped us. You know, there's a bit of a historical display from the Mine Workers Federation, some of the old mining lamps that have been used. And of course, there's such an integral part of what we've done. But look, it's just, you know, it's right across the board. It covers every aspect of our wonderful volunteers, obviously to full-time staff. And obviously back in the old days when it was all voluntary staff except for one pilot. So there's been a lot of people make this place what it is today. And, you know, we carry that forward, but we do have a clear vision of the future, and that's where we're heading.
Fantastic. Now, it is going to be on at the Newcastle Museum for the month of June. And Little Birdie's told me it's going to be free to all visitors.
Indeed it is. It's free, so that's another great tribute. You know, we've had some wonderful people and partners come along with us, and they're given due credit. And, of course, there's the old opportunity for people to make a bit of a difference in small donation on the day. And there's another thing called the 139 Club, which was another initiative of our marketing team. And this is unashamedly a fundraiser. And 139, of course, is the new helicopters, Augusta Westland 139s. And there'll be information available, and we're launching it on Thursday night at a cocktail party. The 139 Club, it's called, where we're asking people, individuals and or businesses, to donate. You know, I think it's $1,500. If we can get that, you know, that's quite a significant fundraiser for us, which we certainly do need at the moment. And then one of those lucky people, it's a bit of a crowdfunding thing. And
yeah,
one of the parties that will be drawn out of a hat to have, one of our helicopters is called Mildred, and another one called Betty, after a couple of wonderful donors to the service. So one of those 139 people will be drawn out of a hat with the opportunity to name the helicopter, the first brand new one. So
Hopefully it's not going to be like that bait in England. They're not going to call it McHelicopter, McHelicopter face, are they? It's going to be a little bit serious.
No, we've sort of got some rules around what they can and can't do, but it's just another initiative and we look forward to that.
That's fantastic. Look, we'll have a chat to you in the next couple of weeks about the new choppers coming. Thanks for your time.
Perfect.
And yeah, the month of June, it's going to be an amazing exhibition. Richard Jones, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Todd, for your interest once again.
2NURFM 103.7.